That's REO's Speedwagon there, and Can't Fight at This Feeling. It's Mark Lindsay with you on a Monday morning, as usual, here on East Point Radio. The programme is, of course, the Monday Montage, every Monday 9 through till 12 noon. The programme being repeated on a Monday night from 10 p.m. So, you see, you can't miss the programme at all now. Now, at this point of the programme, we have a feature entitled
Anglia
In Focus,
where we invite individuals and organisations to join us live on the show to tell us all about their activities across the East Anglian region. And I'm hoping now that on the phone today is going to be Alison Grant, who's the Family Support Manager for Home Start in Suffolk. And I'm hoping that Alison's joining us on the phone. Good morning to you, Alison.
Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
Very well, and you?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
Jolly good. Now, it sounds a wonderful organisation. I've read up a lot of information about Home Start in Suffolk, but tell us a little bit about the organisation.
Okay, we're a volunteer family support charity. Home Start has been operating across Suffolk for over 30 years. In different areas, but currently we are one organisation. We're a county-wide service, and last year we supported, with our 280 volunteers, over 1,400 families right across Suffolk, either receiving telephone support, home visiting support, or families accessing one of our services that we run via group services.
That sounds extremely good. The one thing that does disturb me, and I'll be quite honest, Alison, is the fact that so many people are calling upon organisations such as yours to help to support them in this day and age. It doesn't say too much, does it, for the way that society is going?
It's quite a bleak picture out there right now, Mark, and it's really hard for families to access services. Statutory services are, you know, at breaking point. They are at a capacity, and the threshold to receive services from statutory organisations is very high. Voluntary organisations and the charity sector, like organisations like Home Start, are also incredibly busy, and we're seeing that kind of day-on-day need increase. And, you know, if I just kind of tell you, in January, we received 75 referrals just in 1 month. Post-Christmas, and that's quite a staggering number of referrals to receive.
It certainly is, it certainly is. Now, I know that you pride yourselves on offering vital early intervention before a family reaches a crisis, and you use volunteers, don't you, to actually carry out this work, so they must be very dedicated.
That's right. The volunteers are really key to our organisation. They're the people that do the amazing work. I'm very lucky. I have an amazing team of 11 coordinators who really facilitate that support and work with families and volunteers to put support packages in place for families to receive support that they need. But the people that actually deliver that amazing work and really are our reputation are the volunteers themselves.
It sounds absolutely remarkable. Now, Home Start in Suffolk not only changes the lives of supported families, but also the lives of your volunteers as well. Now, I know in 2021, Home Start in Suffolk volunteers were recognised for their incredible work, for being awarded the Queen's Award for Voluntary Services. That is fantastic.
That's right. We were very, very proud to receive that award. Our Chair of Trustees, Rob Thacker, and one of our volunteers, our long-standing volunteers, Sylvia Owen, arrived at Buckingham Palace to a garden party the year that we were awarded the Queen's Award. So we were very proud, and that was on behalf, they went and received that award on behalf of all of our volunteers, from, you know, those that have been with us for a long time and those newer people, and we're really proud to receive that. The certificate sits very proudly in our office.
I'm not surprised, and I think it's remarkable that, you know, with all your volunteers there, that you're able to qualify for that award. Absolutely brilliant. Now, Home Start in Suffolk is the county's largest family support charity, I understand, dedicated to, as we've been saying, empowering parents with the skills, knowledge and emotional resilience to raise their children to flourish. And in this day and age, you know, that support is obviously so very, very important in the area which you cover.
I think that there can be a consensus that parenting is something that's easy, but it doesn't come with a textbook. We don't have lessons on how to parent. And sometimes even for families where life is okay, and they don't have any additional worries of finance or housing or employment, there are challenges that all families face, and that's something that's very special about Home Start. We don't just work with a kind of specific group of the community. We want to support anybody that comes to us, that wants to work with us as an organisation, wants to try and improve their situation, whether it's something short-term for themselves or for their children. We want to work together with them to empower them, for them to grow in confidence, for them to improve their situation, and hopefully to become more resilient so that they don't need services so much like us. But also we know that when Home Start can be involved, and we do receive referrals for families, we can actually help in those early stages of something preventing a situation or scenario escalating to a more serious and crisis situation, and the volunteers really help that. A large number of our volunteers are parents themselves, not everybody, but obviously everybody wants to help to improve the lives of families, children and parents in living in Suffolk currently. But volunteers bring their own lived experience to volunteering. We're not there to tell somebody what to do and how to do it. We're there to join them on their journey of parenting and to help them with the ups and downs. I kind of think of life as being a bit like being on a road, and some of us are lucky enough to get from A to B, but many people will need to come off at a junction to rejoin at various points. But we know that where that support is put in place, and we work with volunteers and families together to support and improve their situation, we can have really good outcomes.
Certainly. Now, I was smiling actually when you were saying a few moments ago about, you know, being a parent is not always easy. And I am a parent, and quite frankly, I can verify that.
That's right.
It's very
There are ups and downs. There are many, many joys, aren't there? But there can be challenges along the way. And some of them, you know, are unexpected. They're not things that we plan for.
No, that's very, very true. And as I say, I go along with that 100%. Now, can we give out some details? How can people find out more about Home Start in Suffolk?
Absolutely. In the Lowestoft area, just in particular, just for me to highlight, Mark, we've seen a 42% increase in referrals for Waveney in the last financial year, meaning that for the first time ever, while we've been working in Waveney, we are holding a short waiting list, which is something that we really don't like doing in Home Start. We believe that if a family needs support, they need it as soon as possible. It's not good enough to say, you know, in 3-4 months time, because the situation can deteriorate. So we're always looking for volunteers, just kind of to show the range of people that volunteer for us. We've got male, female volunteers. In age, volunteers range from 20, and our oldest standing volunteer is 93. Currently, she's pretty amazing.
93.
And she's just been matched with another family. So I always say to people, unless you tell me you're older than her, you're actually not too old to volunteer. But we've got some volunteer events that are coming up. We've got Wednesday, the 18th of June. We're going to be at the Duck and Teapot in Needham Market. Thursday, the 19th of June, we're going to be at Honey and Harvey in Ipswich. And on Friday the 20th of June, we're going to be at Sam's Wellbeing Cafe in Lowestoft. All of those events are being held between 10 and 12. So please come along, meet staff, hear a little bit more about volunteering if you're interested in the training that you'll receive if you come and join us, and the support. And actually, what it brings to you, I think you mentioned earlier in the conversation, Mark, about actually how much people benefit themselves from volunteering, giving something back to their communities, but also a sense of purpose. People, you know, out there have got so many skills and lived experiences that they can bring to volunteering. And I think quite often volunteers say to us that they get as much out of volunteering as they, you know, they believe that the families that they support do. So it would be lovely to meet people.
Yes,
at these events.
I go along with that 100% because I personally am a volunteer in a number of organisations and enjoy every moment of it, because you're bringing, hopefully, joy and happiness to other people.
Exactly. So to contact us, our telephone number is 01473 621104. Our email address, specifically for volunteering, is volunteer@homestartinsuffolk.org. Our website is homestartinsuffolk.org. Facebook, Homestart in Suffolk. And we've got Instagram, which is Homestart Suffolk. And we've also got a LinkedIn page as well, which is Homestart in Suffolk. So use any of those means, and somebody will come back to you. We're volunteering. We're running volunteer prep courses, which is a 5 3-hour sessions to train to be a volunteer, which run online, and we're running those courses approximately every 6 weeks. So it will be great for you to have a chat with somebody about volunteering and see what you might be able to bring to us.
Certainly so. Now, I've just been reading from the information that's been sent through to me that, talking about your volunteers, when they start to work with you, volunteers receive high quality training, as you've been saying, which can be completed in the evenings or during the day.
That's right.
As well as ongoing supports.
Now, we try and run a variety of courses to meet people's needs. We've got lots of volunteers that have full-time jobs, but they're still able to make a telephone call to a family at 7 o'clock in the evening. We're aware that people that are volunteering for us maybe have got parenting responsibilities or work part-time or some other caring responsibilities. So we try and be as flexible as possible in the times of the day and days of the week that we run courses. And I'm sure there'll be something to suit everybody.
I'm sure you're right. Now, again, I've been reading that care is taken to ensure that volunteers who come from a diverse range of backgrounds, as you've been saying, be it gender, race, faith and culture, get a good match with the people they're helping. So there's a lot of time and effort that's put into making sure that your organisation is so very successful.
That's right. It's from the first kind of point of contact that Ellen, our volunteer recruitment coordinator, has with a potential volunteer. We're getting to know the volunteers, and we're getting to know what they're going to be bringing to their volunteering, skills that they've got that they might be trying to hide away from us. People very often say to us, oh, I haven't done anything since I left school, I've just been a parent. Well, as a parent, you're going to be bringing a massive skill base and things that you can share in your volunteering. Along with, we've got many volunteers that come from professional backgrounds of teaching, health visiting, nursing, speech and language therapists. They all bring something very, very special, and we're going to utilise those things. And I think what we've seen in the last few years, Mark, is people who are interested in volunteering who are maybe at the beginning of a journey. So people who are students at university and college, people that are looking to get back onto the work employment ladder. And so they're using and looking at volunteering to give them some experience to put on their CV. And we're going to support those people on that journey that they are also on, and give them a really good experience in volunteering, and give them some opportunities that will help them on that journey too.
I say it sounds absolutely wonderful, and obviously you're providing a very, very important service. Now, can I just ask you, before I ask you for those contact details once again, the area which you cover, and obviously it's Suffolk, but do you go right across the whole of Suffolk?
Yeah, we cover the whole of Suffolk. I've just had a referral in this morning for Newmarket. I've got two referrals this morning that are sitting in the East Suffolk area, so one in Framlingham, and one in the Leyston area. I've also got a referral for Lowestoft this morning. So, yeah, the whole of Suffolk we cover.
Absolutely brilliant. Now, let's give out those contact details again, if we may, Alison, for people wanting to find out more about Homestart in Suffolk.
So I'll give you the three main ones, Mark. So the main telephone number to call is the office, which is 01473 621104. The main email address, the best one if you're interested in volunteering, is volunteer@homestartinsuffolk.org. And take a look at our website to find out more information if you're interested. That those contact details will be on the website. And the website address is homestartinsuffolk.org.
That's brilliant. Well, thank you, Alison, for joining us live on East Point Radio this morning and giving us so much information about such a wonderful support organisation such as Home Start in Suffolk.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Alison. There, we've been talking to Alison Grant, who's the Family Support Manager, and she oversees all of the volunteers at Home Start in Suffolk. So many thanks to Alison for joining us live on the programme this morning, all part of
Anglia
In Focus
here on East Point Radio. So 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we play you the very best in great music.